Brad Young sitting in for Mark Reardon today. Thanks for hanging out with us. We've got a lot of good comments on the YouTube channel. And if you want to do that, go to youtube.com, put in the search for Mark Reardon Show Live, and you can literally be a part of the show. I'm responding as fast as my little fingers can type during the break. So thanks for being a part of the show. Also, who's part of the show is Frank Mealy. He's the retired editor of the Daily Interlake in Montana. He's a columnist for Real Clear Politics. And his latest book is entitled What Matters Most, God, Country, Family, and Friends. And I want to talk to Frank about his piece, Pushing Back Against the Big Medicaid Lie. Frank Mealy, thanks for joining us this afternoon on 97.1 FM Talk.
Thanks, Brad.
So let's start with some definitions here. What is the Medicaid lie? Let's start there before we talk about how or why we should push back against it.
Sure. Well, essentially, the Democrats and Trump haters, you know, had to pick something out that they could sloganize. And so they created this, they got the boost from the Congressional Budget Office that is very Democrat-oriented. And they said that there would be 12 million people who would lose insurance if the big, beautiful bill passed. And so that is the starting point. The question is that a real number, or is it like, you know, most Democrat things, voodoo? And when you look at it, it's basically voodoo.
So will any, we look at the big, beautiful bill here, are there going to be any Medicaid recipients losing benefits because of what happened in the big, big, beautiful bill?
Well, one thing we know for sure is about at least 1.5 million illegal immigrants should be hunted down and cut off the Medicaid rolls. So that's a win. The other place where they're claiming there's going to be this big impact against average poor Americans is they're saying the work requirement is going to force people to lose their Medicaid. Well, the work requirement is really, really geared toward being as gentle as possible. And that is that if you're on Medicaid, you don't have children 14 or under, then you have to either be working 20 hours a week, volunteering 20 hours a week, or looking for work, proving it, just like when you're getting unemployment compensation, you have to prove that you're looking for work. So they're saying that the Democrats are basically saying that that these people are going to, there's no way 5 million people are going to lose it because of the work requirement, because there are almost everybody who is on Medicaid is already exempted from the work requirement because
Correct.
They have children.
Right.
The people who, you know, and the Democrats, one of the things they do, they'll be like, well, it's going to hurt hardworking Americans. People are working two jobs already, and they can't afford to lose their Medicaid. Well, if they're working two jobs already, they, by definition, can't lose Medicaid.
Exactly. And I want to push back on this in another way. You've said that all of these, you know, the claim is that all these people will lose their benefits because of the requirement to work. But if we just look at it from that perspective, didn't Bill Clinton and Democrats who were in Congress during the 1990s also enact a similar provision that required able-bodied but unemployed people who received benefits to work if they weren't otherwise excluded from having to work?
You are right again. I mean, it's not your grandfather's Democratic Party anymore, and it's not even Bill Clinton's Democratic Party anymore. Bill Clinton, who just endorsed a communist for mayor of New York. Essentially, yes, that is, you know, that was the part of welfare reform that Bill Clinton pulled off that, you know, we can actually thank him for. Unfortunately, it didn't last, really. It went backwards. But a lot of what they're doing is they're saying we increased Medicaid in unreasonable amounts over the last 20 years to ensure that poor people would support us with their votes because we're throwing money at them. And now you're trying to take away that unreasonable money we gave them. And you know, we're going to blame you because that's what we do. And so, like, for instance, during COVID, the Congress passed extensive new premium subsidies for Affordable Care Act insurance so that people who make up to $120,000 a year with one child in the family are qualified to get subsidies. Well, sorry, but you don't need the subsidies. If you're making $100,000+,
yeah,
you probably have a good job to begin with,
exactly,
where you can get health insurance.
Exactly. We're talking to Frank Mealy, and he is the retired editor of the Daily Interlake in Montana. He writes for Real Clear Politics. And Frank, I wanted to come back to the big beautiful bill for a moment, because I looked into this today, knowing I was going to talk to you. I looked into this. And if you look just at the big, beautiful bill terms when it comes to Medicaid spending, it still increases Medicaid spending by 20% over the next 10 years. Isn't that right?
Exactly.
So here's my question. Here's my question. Don't jump the gun here. Let me give you the great question here. And the question is this. How can Democrats claim that we're cutting Medicaid if they're going to get more money every year for the next 20 years or 10 years?
Well, people on the street holding the protest signs up do say don't cut Medicaid. But the Democrat politicians are pretty crafty. I mean, and they've essentially created this totally fake, you know, Potemkin quality argument against the big beautiful bill, but none of it, when you examine it, none of it holds up, you know. And it's ultimately, the reason I wrote this column is because I'm afraid that the Republican politicians, including the ones who voted for this bill, are going to panic when they go into the midterms.
Correct.
And the thing doesn't even take effect until after the midterms, and most of it doesn't take effect till 2028.
Goodness.
So none of this is going to be, you know, but the Democrats and their prop people are going to be saying they're stealing Medicaid from people. So Republicans have a very weak spine, and they're going to tend to back down and say, I didn't know that was in the bill. I'm so you know, if I have a chance, I'll save Medicaid the next time there's a vote, you know. So I basically laid out, you know, five talking points for Republican Congress people. You know, hey guys, pay attention. Medicaid spending is actually increasing. Having jobs is actually a good thing, you know.
Exactly. And you make all that point in your article. But here's what I want to get back to for just a moment. People don't understand that only when you're talking about government, only in government-centered conversations, does a reduced increase amount to a cut. Because for you and me, if our boss comes to us and says, I'm going to cut your pay, that means next year I make less money than I made this year. But in government, a cut from the perspective of the progressive left, a reduced increase, meaning you're still going to get more money next year than you got this year, only in Washington does that labeled a cut.
Yeah. I know what a cut is because I remember 2008, and I remember when my salary went down by 10%.
Yes, that was a cut. Yes, that was a cut.
Yeah, it was. But if my salary went up by 8% last year and only goes up by 6% this year, I better keep my mouth shut, you know?
Yes.
So basically the money, the way they play with money is so fascinating. The other one, they do exactly the opposite, which is they say, oh, the national debt's going to increase by $3 to $5 trillion over 10 years. And then they're like, oh, this is, you know, we can't possibly. Well, first of all, Democrats are never going to vote to reduce spending.
Never.
So they're never going to come up
never.
With as little as $3 to $5 trillion increase over 10 years. They could come up with a lot more. And if you need evidence of it, over the last 10 years, the deficit or the debt increased by $17.5 trillion. So when they say $3 trillion is too much, they're just lying through their teeth.
Oh, they are. They are. And again, I find it funny, ironic is the word that comes to mind, that the progressive left is screaming about the increase of the debt. And yet, if you were to propose a Medicaid for all or Medicare for all program that would add hundreds of trillions of dollars to the debt, they would be first in line to vote for it.
Absolutely. Let's look at that New York City guy again.
Oh, I mean, Mondami.
He's giving away everything.
Oh, yeah. Free groceries.
He says he's going to raise property taxes and stuff, but he has no control over it. You know, he's leaving the legislature to become mayor. The legislature is the one that does that, not you, yeah. Mayor.
I know. Well, maybe he needs to go back to a civics class in high school. Frank Mealy. Frank Mealy, he's the retired editor of the Daily Interlake in Montana. He also is a columnist for Real Clear Politics. Listen, folks, I read Real Clear Politics every day. You want to go there as well. And Frank Mealy's newest book, What Matters Most, God, Country, Family, and Friends. Frank, thanks so much for joining us on 97.1 FM Talk. Great to talk to you, sir. And I'm glad that he could make the point about the way government works. Hey, we're going to take a break. Coming up, we've got the audio cut of the day in the next segment and more right here on 97.1 FM Talk. Brad Young in. Stick around.